Currently, many vaccine-injured individuals in Germany are fighting for compensation for pain and suffering. They often lose because the courts say community has a positive risk-benefit ratio. Is this assumption justified?
In my view, absolutely not. Community was not tested at all during clinical development for the prevention of severe illness or deaths. Pfizer documents therefore do not indicate a positive risk-benefit ratio at all. Mathematician Robert Rockefeller from the University of Koblenz estimates that for every severe case of COVID-19 that Comirnaty allegedly prevents, there are 25 severe side effects.
Okay, did age-adjusted mortality in Germany decline after the start of this vaccination campaign?
No, mortality rose significantly from 2021 to 2022 compared to 2020. If there had been a positive risk-benefit ratio, mortality should have declined when the vaccine became available in early 2021.
That makes sense. Did the population receive the active ingredient during the vaccination campaign that Pfizer tested in the shortened emergency approval process?
No. A highly purified substance was used for the clinical trial before approval. It was too expensive for mass production. The public received a vaccine produced using the Escherichia coli bacterium. The result is significant contamination with bacterial DNA, and the consequence could be a heavily increased risk of cancer.
Thank you very much.